Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for acclaim for motion pictures. Why? Because one of the movies released today all around the world is a heavy favorite for winning at least an Oscar nomination for Best Actress, if not winning the actual award. It stars Kate Blanchett. It is about a symphonic conductor. It is nearly 3 hours long. And is it worth seeing? We will give a full, frank, and fearless review of Tar. Also, another film about a very different kind of musician, a singing crocodile. Yes, Lyle Crocodile. In a truly remarkable documentary about one of the most truly remarkable figures in the whole history of the entertainment industry in this country, Sidney Poitier. We will cover all of that on the Michael Medved Show on a very busy Friday. But first, there is a full moon up there in the sky coming right up. And so it's appropriate to reach back to a Call of the Week classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
The winner is Mark in Cleveland, who was not at all happy with my suggestion for punishing graffiti artists. This is from October 2009.
Yeah, Michael, I know this isn't the topic, but did you really say a few minutes ago that you were in the favor of the death penalty for graffiti art?
I did say it, and I was teasing.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Life imprisonment, maybe. And I'll tell you, I'm not kidding about life imprisonment. Three strikes, you're out. I believe in three strikes, you're out. If somebody is so crazy, they're so destructive, and then they know that they have a chance of life imprisonment, and then they commit the same crime three different
Michael,
times.
Michael, with all due respect, what the hell is wrong with you? That's inhuman.
No, it's not. If somebody knows, and it's well announced that there's three strikes, you're out, and it's for pickpocketing, it's for graffiti art, it's for unit graffiti art, it's
no,
for graffiti vandalism. It's
three strikes, you're out is evil. It's a lie from the pit of hell.
Strike three, you're out.
I mean, it's fascistic.
What's a lie from the pit of hell?
Three strikes, you're out. It does nothing to solve crime. It's just something that far right wingers like you do to make it feel like you're doing something about crime when you're not doing anything about the underlying causes, which is the only way that you're going to really stop crime.
Okay, Mark, are you aware what's happened to the crime rate recently with the economic downturn?
I don't know.
It's gone down. And the only thing that has actually worked on crime is better policing and longer sentences and putting more people in jail.
What the hell is wrong with you? That's inhuman. Three strikes out is evil. It's a lie from the pit of hell.
But what's so bizarre about that is three strikes, you're out was a very important concept. It was passed overwhelmingly by the vote of the people here in the state of Washington. And basically, it's all gone in most states. And partially because of people who feel, as Mark did, that it's somehow inhuman, that it's cruel, that it's terrible. I mean, when I talked about the idea of three strikes, you're out, what it was really based on was an essay by George Bernard Shaw from more than 100 years ago. And what he suggested that the jail was a terrible idea. And he suggested that the way to keep order in society is to basically have a three strikes you're out rule regarding everything. And that if you commit the same crime three different times, knowing that the consequence will be a third time after you commit it, you're executed. Well, again, execution is a tough bar to reach, and no one is suggesting taking that seriously. But the idea that people would spend the rest of their lives in prison rather than running the risk of them repeating their crimes, which happens again and again and again and again. Most people who are released from prison, who have spent time in prison, the majority, and the figure is usually between 60% and 70%, will reoffend and be back in prison again within 5 years. And that, in the course of a lifetime, is a very, very long time. There's another story about an idiotic law that was signed last week by Gavin Newsom, who clearly wants to be president of the United States, and I think he is very likely to be the Democratic nominee for president of the United States. But in any event, it is a law that adds to what is called the Racial Justice Act, which was passed in 2020. It adds, by specifically restricting the use of rap lyrics and other creative works as evidence in criminal proceedings. Okay, and now a judge in California has vacated the murder convictions of two black men, and actually did it last Monday, finding that the prosecution had most likely injected racial bias into the trial by quoting the men's own rap lyrics that they had written and repeating their use of a racial slur, court records show. The decision made by Judge Claire Mayer of the Superior Court of Contra Costa County, that's in the Bay Area, ordered a new trial for Gary Bryan Jr. and Diallo Jackson, who were charged with fatally shooting a man named Kenneth Cooper in Antioch, California in 2014. Both men were found guilty of murder and multiple other charges in 2017. They later challenged their convictions, questioning the use of their rap lyrics and Facebook posts at trial. And here is the amazing thing. They weren't contesting the fact that they wrote these lyrics, very violent song lyrics. They weren't contesting what they had posted on Facebook, which was all about a murder and bloodshed and mutilation. They weren't contesting that. What they were contesting was the idea that somehow by entering this material into evidence, the prosecutors were injecting racism. As if somehow all of a sudden you find that people are responsible for some really hideous material and threatening material that related directly to the crime they committed. And you can't bring it up because somehow it's racist to bring it up. Beginning last year, the men presented the testimony of an expert in implicit racial bias and legal rhetoric, an expert in the history, culture, and conventions of rap music and racial bias in the legal system, and an expert in rap music, including content analysis. Okay, really? Yeah, this was part of the murder trial. Prosecutors urged the court to disregard the expert's testimony. They contended that because none of the experts spoke to any of the jurors, there was no actual measurable evidence to support their opinions that the prosecution had triggered implicit racial bias among the jurors. That, according to the judge. But Judge Mayer cited expert testimony that she said supported the men's arguments that, whether purposefully or not, the prosecution's use of their rap lyrics as evidence promised their convictions on racially discriminatory evidence. Unreal. We will be right back.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Other aspect of this case we were talking about in California, where they basically ordered a new trial for two convicted murderers because the prosecutors had used their own rap lyrics that they had written as evidence against them. The slang terms used by the prosecutor included pistol whip, drug rip, and down low, as well as several nicknames. Each of these slang phrases were introduced into trial in the first instance by the prosecutor, the judge wrote, and they were all alleged to be racially biased. Mr. Bryan, Mr. Jackson, the two convicted murderers, had argued that during closing arguments, the prosecution had used racially coded phrases that evoked stereotypes of African-American men as criminals with a propensity for violence, the judge wrote. Are there not some white men with a propensity for violence? Asian men with a propensity for violence? And yes, black men as well. The idea that a pistol whip is a racially coded term, isn't that a stretch? And speaking of a stretch, there's that 6'8" monster who weighs over 300 pounds. He used to weigh over 400 pounds. Heavily tattooed, ring through his nose. Yes, he does. Waves rainbow and marijuana flags. And is going to be the next, he hopes, United States Senator from Pennsylvania. I'm talking, of course, about the one, the only, John Fetterman. And one of the many, many controversial positions that he has taken is Lieutenant Governor of Pennsylvania and a former small city mayor in Pennsylvania. He was Mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania. He has been talking for years about not just legalizing marijuana, but legalizing heroin. And in the midst of his Senate campaign, which I hope to God he loses, because that kind of radical and disruptive and really incoherent voice would not be an ornament to the U.S. Senate. And frankly, Dr. Oz, whatever the weirdness and your dislike for Dr. Oz, and yes, once upon a time he served in the Turkish army, it's true. But the guy, at least the man is coherent and conservative, which are reasons to support Dr. Oz. And this Pennsylvania race may determine the control of the U.S. Senate for Republicans or Democrats. Here is Democrat John Fetterman, while talking to the press, repeating his suggestion for legalizing heroin. Listen.
And I'll never forget talking to the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee in D.C. in the fall of 15, where they thought I lost my mind when I said opioids was a real issue. Mm-hmm. They thought I wanted to just legalize heroin, and I kind of was nuts. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. This is a thing, and unfortunately, I was right. You know.
Okay. He was right about legalizing heroin, and then showing again his ability to baffle audiences with his stump speeches during his campaign. This is, and by the way, he struggled to put coherent sentences together before his stroke, not just after. But here is the brilliant, lucid, golden-tongued orator, John Fetterman, Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate.
We already knew that this is going to be a tight race, and we've always been running like this is down 5 points, because we know what the stake is at the race here.
This is a tight race, and we know, okay. This is there's a terrific piece by Paul Kangor, who we're going to be speaking to next week. And Paul, of course, is a Pennsylvanian. He teaches at Grove City College. And he has Meet John Fetterman, America's Weirdest Senate Candidate Ever. Now, ever involves a lot of ground, and there are a number of other candidates I could think of from 50 years ago, 100 years ago. But in terms of purely weird, Fetterman is definitely a contender. And speaking of a contender, there is an actually blistering editorial that everybody in the country should read. And it's about a shocking report card from one of our biggest, most influential states, state of Illinois. It's also one of the most heavily Democratic states. And they write that no one thought Illinois schools were a shining beacon in the education landscape, but we didn't know how truly awful so many of them are. A new report by WirePoints using the state's own data shows that an epidemic of indifferent instruction and social promotion has left children of Illinois unable to perform at even the most basic educational level. Statewide in 2019, and this is before the pandemic, so you can't blame the pandemic, in 2019, 36% of all third grade students could read at grade level. In other words, you have 64%, almost two-thirds, who can't read at grade level, third grade. That's an F, and that's the good news. That number drops to 27% for Hispanic students and 22% for black students statewide. In certain public school systems, the numbers plummet to single digits. In Decatur, Illinois, 2% of black third graders are reading at grade level, and only 1% are doing math at grade level. We aren't often speechless, writes the Wall Street Journal, but the extent to which that performance is betraying a generation of school children is hard to put into words. Third grade children are 8 years old. They're full of potential with minds like sponges to absorb what they are taught. Third grade is the year the children need to achieve a level of reading fluency that will prepare them to tackle more complex tasks in upper elementary grades. Yeah, that's right. That require comprehension. A child who can't read in third grade can't do word problems in fourth or science experiments in fifth. Promoting Decatur children to the fourth grade when 99% are below grade level in math condemns them to future failure. By 11th grade, 5% of Decatur students are reading at grade level, and 4% are on par in math. Why shouldn't every single adult presiding over the Decatur schools be fired? They go on to report the 2019 numbers are pre-COVID, so pocket any objections that the failure to educate students was a function of pandemic closures. Parents may not grasp how bad things are when students are promoted from grade to grade, even as their education is left behind. In Decatur, 97.3% of teachers were rated excellent. And what do they blame for the failure of Decatur education? The teacher unions who have walked out in Chicago four times in the last 7 years.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report on the number of kids vaping has health leaders worried. The report from the CDC says over 2.5 million high schoolers and middle schoolers are vaping. Health experts say kids don't realize how much nicotine is in those fruity-flavored vape juices. Job creation in many industries, including hospitals and manufacturing, is fully recovered to pre-pandemic levels.
We're seeing a tick down, a drop in different categories, and the Latino unemployment rate, 3.8%, is the lowest recorded on history. So we're seeing, as people come back to work, it's equitable.
Labor Secretary Marty Walsh speaking there on MSNBC, touting the unemployment rate of 3.5%. It came as the Labor Department said 263,000 jobs were added last month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, talking about a very important and unforgettable, frankly, editorial that appeared today in the Wall Street Journal. Under the heading, Illinois' Shocking Report Card. And they write that parents may not grasp how bad things really are when students are promoted from grade to grade, even as their education is left behind. In Decatur, 97.3% of teachers were rated excellent or proficient in 2017, according to the Illinois State Board of Education. This year, 100% of Chicago teachers were evaluated as excellent or proficient. Really? In Chicago, 30% of black third graders can read at grade level. 70% can't. And the teachers are rated as excellent or proficient. The students are failing, but the teachers are great. That contradiction shows the system is corrupt as well as incompetent. The overriding problem, writes the Journal, is school governance and the monopoly power of the teachers' unions. The Chicago Teachers Union has walked out four times in the last 7 years, reaping higher salaries or benefits each time. Illinois now spends $16,660 per student every year. It's the eighth highest state spending per student anywhere in the country. Teachers get raises, schools get more money, and children are shuffled through until it's time for the adults to collect a pension. Families that can get their children out are leaving in droves. Over the past 2 years, 120,000 students have left the Chicago public schools. and then ask, wouldn't you? There's another story from school, and of a school controversy, and it's from a what is a fairly elite high school, I believe, in Massachusetts, which is Newton North High School. And there's a group called Parents Defending Education that has filed a complaint with the Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights over production at a Massachusetts high school that appears to have restricted auditions to only students of color. Newton North High School's Teaching and Working Theater, Theater Inc., is putting on a show called Lost and Found, Our Stories as People of Color, in January 2023. Now, this appeared in the National Review. The theater, which has a link to the Black Lives Matter website on its homepage, describes the performance as an audition packet as a, quote, no-cut cabaret-style show for students of color at North. This show was created 2 years ago by an alumnus of the school to provide a safe community space for students of color to express themselves through the performing arts, the packet adds. From hardships to celebrations, people of color have countless stories to tell. Lost and Found will be a reserved space for this exploration and for people of color to be vulnerable and support one another. It links out to an audition sign-up form that asks students how they identify racially, ethnically, and to submit a headshot image and their preferred pronouns. The Department of Defenders of Education, People for Defending Education, argues in its complaint that the audition packet is in violation of both Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. You know what? On this one, if they have a special program that is specifically meant to appeal to students of color, does that mean discriminating against students who are not students of color? I am not one of those people who loves the idea of, quote, diverse casting, of having women play men. They have a new version of 1776 where Thomas Jefferson is pregnant because all the cast of 1776, John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, all of the founders are female. And okay, Hamilton worked with, but making points by its unusual casting. So does that mean that you have to force a group that wants to do a production called Lost and Found, Our Stories as People of Color, to have white people playing people of color? Isn't that cultural appropriation anyway? So this, it seems to me, is one of those issues where, again, because people have such profound sensitivity to any sort of racial injustice or inequality or slight, that this is one where if they go ahead and prepare Our Stories as People of Color and want to do that as an educational experience or for the school, it seems to me it ought to be permitted. But one of the things that is permitted and doesn't involve a racial issue in particular is the upset that looks like it's on the way in the state of Oregon. They have a three-way gubernatorial race. There's a moderate to conservative Democrat running as an independent, Betsy Johnson. She was a guest on this show. We're going to have the front runner right now, whose name is Christine Drazen, who is the Republican candidate, member of the state legislature, and she just had a debate with her two opponents. And she not only looked more alive and certainly more energetic than either of her opponents, but Christine Drazen did a pretty good job in concluding the debate and basically following the example of Ronald Reagan. Listen, this is the next governor of Oregon, I certainly and ardently hope, Christine Drazen, asking a crucial question. Listen.
I have traveled this state. It has been a privilege to talk to Oregonians in every corner of the state. They have shared with me their hopes and their dreams, their fears, and their frustrations. And many of them have told me, this is it. We get this done now, or we're done. We're going to move, we're going to leave, we're going to shut up the business. We can't do this anymore. And the reason they feel that way is because of the two people on the stage with me today. No matter what they say, no matter how they presented themselves, they are the status quo. They had their hand on the wheel and drove our state into a ditch. So I have one question for Oregonians. Are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And if the answer is no, then join me. We need change. We don't need more of the same. And frankly, the future of our state has the opportunity to have a prosperous future where all of us can work together to achieve our best and brightest dreams. I am asking for your vote. Thank you.
And one of the problems that Oregon and other states encounter is shootings and gun hoaxes that are afflicting our schools. A piece today, a rise in gun-related incidents at school campuses across the country this year has rattled parents, students, and educators, leading some school districts to beef up security measures. In Rock Hill, South Carolina, authorities recently recovered guns at three schools on three consecutive days, including at a middle school where police say a 14-year-old boy pulled a handgun on a fellow student. Okay, they have a graph here about the gun-related incidents at U.S. And K through 12 schools. And the increase is stunning. And even during the pandemic, when many of those schools were closed, with schools closed, are movies an educational and uplifting alternative? Every once in a while, a movie can be. We'll tell you about one coming up. Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately, I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, wishing everybody a wonderful weekend, wishing the Mariners great success in the playoffs. Isn't that unbelievable? Mariners in the playoffs? Yeah, it is unbelievable. So far, so good. We will be also experiencing this weekend a terrific Sabbath following Yom Kippur, our Day of Atonement. And then we have another major Jewish festival that comes up Sunday night with the full moon. And I know, you hear another Jewish festival. This one is the Feast of Tabernacles, it's called, or the Feast of Booths. It's Sukkot. And it's the conclusion of this series of holidays that occur every fall season. And a particularly joyous one, described as the time of our rejoicing. And we have a lot to rejoice over and look forward to spending time with family on the holiday of Sukkot. Speaking of holidays, over the weekend, time before the holiday, to check out a pretty wonderful movie from Hollywood. The great thing about Sydney, which is the new documentary, it's produced by, in part, by Oprah Winfrey. She's one of the producers. It's directed by Reginald Hudlund. It features, stars like Robert Redford and Barbara Streisand and people, Spike Lee, people who worked with Sydney Poitier. But the thing that it does is it affirms the wonderful potentialities of America, and it affirms the great potentialities of the movie business, because you're reminded in this story of the first great black star of movies. I mean, one year, 1967, he had three movies that changed the world. He had In the Heat of the Night, which won the Academy Award. He had Guess Who's Coming to Dinner with Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn about interracial marriage. And he had To Sir With Love, playing a heroic school teacher. An amazing career for Sidney Poitier, beginning in the Bahamas, and there's a classic footage of the time period in which he grew and matured. and changed the world because of the film roles and the images that he projected of what it meant to be a black male in America. The movie sounded and sounds like this, featuring interviews that Sidney Poitier, who died at the beginning of this year, he died in January of this year. He was 94. And here is what he sounds like talking to the audience. Listen.
My life has had more than a few wonderful, indescribable turns, and I have lived them.
He came to this earth to move it, to change it, to shake it.
We're hanging together by a few cultural threads, and Sidney Poitier is one of those cultural threads.
Okay, the film is brilliantly edited. It is inspiring, and you actually feel that you get very close with some of the interviews with Sidney Poitier, to a great man and a great cinema artist. And maybe as a director, some of the comedies that he did late in life were not quite up to his capabilities. But the film treats some of his hardships and triumphs, and it is inspiring to watch. It's 4 stars, and certainly one of the best movies of the year. It's rated PG-13 because it talks about some of the violence and discrimination and hardships, obstacles that he faced in the course of his eventful life. A very different film is Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile. It's based on a children's book about a crocodile who can sing, but for some reason can't talk. And he comes in to, having worked with Javier Bardem. Javier Bardem plays a magician, a seedy magician, who tries to exploit the crocodile, but then later comes back to join the family that has adopted him on East 88th Street in Manhattan's Upper East Side. Listen.
He's not dangerous. He's a crocodile. He's just lonely like me.
He can't talk, but he can sing.
Everybody get out of here!
There's a crocodile in the house!
Totally awesome!
The city must do something.
Do you realize the different things have been since I met him? He changed everything for me.
Okay, this has changed everything from the children's books that came out in the 60s that were actually kind of charming. This is a very dislikable film. And what it seems to me like a reptilian Cats, if you remember the film of Cats. The crocodile teaches the little boy who's about 8 or 9 the joys of dumpster diving. There are lots of sequences with dumpster diving where they eat stuff out of the dumpster. There are a whole bunch of new songs that come up here that are written by Benji Platt and Justin, in any event, the same songwriters who did The Great Showman and some of the songs from La La Land. But the songs are miserable. They're sung by Shawn Mendes, who is supposed to provide the voice of the crocodile, who only sings but doesn't speak. And if he spoke, it would probably be foolish lines. The special effects, I guess, are okay. But the film leaves you feeling dirty. And it's PG, but not really appropriate for children of any age. 2 stars for Lyle, Lyle, Crocodile. The big movie in terms of Oscar consideration and star power is Tar, where Cate Blanchett is sensationally good and ambitious, playing a world-renowned symphonic conductor. Listen.
How's the writing going?
Not so well. I keep hearing something.
Schopenhauer measured a man's intelligence against his sensitivity to noise.
Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed by emotion?
Yes. Yes, it does happen.
I have a problem.
There's no reason to get caught up in any intrigue.
I'm worried. She's starting to disappear into herself.
You want to dance the mask? You must service the composer. You got to sublimate yourself. Your ego and, yes, your identity.
You must, in fact, stand in front of the public and God and obliterate yourself.
Okay, the script is self-consciously literary, And the main character that you watch for 3 hours in this very substantial film is never sympathetic and is deeply off-putting, and the resolution in the film never comes clearly. What it does do is show somebody who has spent a great deal of time studying the musical background. And the same idea that you could see in recent documentaries about conductors like Gustavo Dudamel and Marin Alsop, who is the first, she was the first American female to be music director of a major orchestra in Baltimore. The film is impressive, but unlikable, very much like its main character. Cate Blanchett is impossible not to admire for giving everything to a role, but the crisis that the character faces in the film is never clarified or resolved or explained. It's rated R. There are some specific sexual references. The main character is a very proud lesbian. The film Tar, which is playing in theaters, 2.5 stars. Coming up next week, on Monday, with a full moon in the October sky, we are presenting from the vault, another conspiracy show. And this one with some all-time classics. Later in the week, we're going to be doing a new book, which is called Superabundance, The Story of Population Growth, Innovation, and Human Flourishing on an Infinitely Bountiful Planet. We'll be talking later in the week to Governor Chris Christie and to maybe, just maybe, the next governor of Oregon, the Republican candidate Christine Drazen, who is actually the front runner at the moment. And then Phil Graham, former senator, on the myth of inequality. That and much more, all coming up next week in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.